I rise to discuss my concern over the recently unveiled House Republican budget proposal. The plans currently being discussed by our colleagues in the House are sloppy, extreme, and rife with consequences that Pennsylvanians would suffer for many years to come. While I'm hopeful the Senate will be able to rectify some of these misguided ideas if and when they come before our chamber, I'm compelled to expose some of the glaring shortcomings relative to the so-called hiatus on several important tax credit programs contained in House Bill 2188. Mr. President, terminating tax credits and incentive programs aimed at creating jobs and promoting economic growth would have a disastrous economic consequence on our state. I have a newsflash for my House Republican colleagues. Pennsylvania is 47th in job growth. Our economy continues to struggle. We cannot afford to cut the very programs that would help our economy recover. The House Republican spending plan would suspend 13 separate business tax credit programs for 2 years. We should all be alarmed by that fact. Cutting invaluable programs like the Research and Development Tax Credit, Neighborhood Assistance Tax Credit, and Job Creation Tax Credit is a terrible, terrible bad idea. Suspending these programs would stagnate job growth, idle economic development plans, and discourage business growth and investment in Pennsylvania. Worst of all, it hurts working families struggling to get by. I would say this proposed budget is laughable if it weren't so potentially destructive and tragic. Mr. President, we are facing a huge deficit this year. I get that. All of us understand that we are likely going to need to make some tough decisions and cut programs that all of us want to fund. But we should approach this year's budget with a scalpel, not a meat cleaver. We have to be selective. We have to be cautious. We cannot cut proven job training and economic development programs that would help solve the very economic problems that caused this year's budget shortfall. We have to avoid cuts that would only make our economic outlook more difficult and dire. Mr. President, we have a tough job to do on this year's budget. I hope we can avoid politically expedient fake budget initiatives like the nonsense contained in House Bill 2188. I hope the buck stops in the Senate. I hope we can work together on a responsible spending plan that carefully mixes cuts with revenue growth options. My Senate Democratic colleagues and I have proposed numerous ways we can build Pennsylvania's revenue base without raising broad-based taxes or cutting crucial line items. Mr. President, let's check politics at the door. Let's put our heads together and find a way to make this thing work. Let's face it. Our citizens are tired of political posturing, false promises, phony logic, and numbers that don't add up. Let's resolve that the Senate this year will not tolerate the kind of partisanship and gamesmanship that has become rampant in the House. Let's show them that the Senate takes its budget obligations seriously, because the seriousness of our state's revenue picture this year demands no less. Thank you, Mr. President.